The two men running for mayor of North Adams combined for 32 years in the corner office. In August, John Barrett took out nominating papers to challenge Richard Alkenbright, who ended his 26-year run as mayor in 2009.
One of the big reasons why I decided to make the run for mayor again is, and basically come out of retirement, is that so many people are not happy with the way the city is moving along and the direction that it's going in, and they put together quite a grassroots effort and basically drafted me to run.
At the time, Alkenbright was facing a challenge from artist and real estate developer Eric Rudd.
Now Dick can say to supporters, if you don't vote for me, if you drift and maybe vote for Rudd, you're going to be helping John Barrett. And John Barrett's going to say the same thing to his people, so we'll get back to the same two camps.
Rudd predicted correctly and was knocked from the race in the preliminary election. Barrett took 51% of the vote in every city ward. Alkenbright, who's in his third term, says the 2009 race was the toughest one because he started running that April, while this one is more of a sprint.
The thing that I think I'm a little concerned about is that we're seeing that that divide again in the community that we saw back in 2009, and that's unfortunate. And I just hope that when this is done on Tuesday, no matter how it shakes out, that people will just continue to look and say, you know, hey, we're still North Adams. We're still one set of people. We still all love it here, and for varied reasons maybe, but we still all love it here. And at the end of the day, we just got to come back together after this election as a community.
Barrett agrees the race has divided the city.
And now all of a sudden, the terrible things, the nasty things that they've been saying about me in this race to try to convince newcomers in this community that I'm some type of evil human being, I think that's what's been divisive in this community. You know, one thing that we've come out of this campaign with is we haven't made those personal attacks.
The abrupt March 2014 closing of North Adams Regional Hospital and the limited services that have returned since have been a major touchstone of this year's race. Barrett says the hospital would not have closed the way it did if he was mayor.
My position's been very clear. I believe we need and we have to have a full-service hospital in the city of North Adams for many reasons, and it's part of an economic development package as well as health care in the Northern Berkshire area.
Alkenbright has stood by his advocacy during the return of outpatient services and an emergency medical center at the campus.
Advocacy is what got us where we are today, no question, but do not think for one moment that your local and state leaders, or myself specifically, was not in the forefront of much of the restoration that we have had and that we continue to lobby for.
Barrett has also charged that Alkenbright's administration has no economic strategy.
We have to develop more small businesses in the city, and we have to have more diversification. We have to look at light manufacturing. Those smaller companies are locating in other places in Berkshire County. We also have to look at more workforce development.
Alkenbright has pointed toward proposed redevelopments of old mills and the Redwood Motel, along with a focus on downtown as key to economic growth.
It's a critical mix. You know, we used to see downtown as retail years ago, but I think it's retail. I think it's services. I think it's, in this case, it's makerspace. There's different things that we can do. And I think the end result, the best thing you can do is in a vibrant downtown is have people living downtown.
Transparency and personality have also played into the race. The Berkshire Eagle endorsed the so-called soft-spoken Alkenbright, partially on the belief that he can best unify the community.
Yeah, I have this real fear if Mr. Barrett comes back into office that we're just going to end up with a government of one again. And I think we all should be fearful of that.
Barrett says he offered to help Alkenbright in any way possible after the 2009 election.
I didn't receive one call in 6 years. So I guess your door is open and your mind isn't closed only to certain individuals. And I think that that's reflective of what happened to the rest of the community.
Polls in North Adams are open from 7 to 7. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.